The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land of premature springtime and ejaculations. This is the worst little podcast in the world. Joined by this week, as always, I'm just going to screw that up every time. I've got Nick Ramirez in the house, Dogwater Dick, and Nate the Intern's in the back room. I'm your host, Reverend Rory Dowd. In the studio, we have the amazing young talent of Mr. Gabe Hilton. Are you ready for this?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
Hello.
Say that again.
How is everybody?
I just like putting a bunch of prepositions together. With and over of. That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the tongue gets tripped up on the way to the recording device.
On the way to speaking.
Yeah. Yes.
On the way to the mouth hole, I guess.
Chewy, on the other hand, keeps it simple.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love when we have automated Chewy in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, welcome. Good to see you again.
What are you doing this
Chewy's
week, Chewy?
Chewy's clone.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Whoa. We've had quite a week.
It's a never-ending quest for him.
Yeah, and I can masturbate without blowing myself. But he was a little effeminate.
I think
that's
masturbating
a lot
without,
of information.
Without blowing yourself, I think that's what most people do.
Right? Yeah.
I've
rarely blown myself while masturbating.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
Hurts your neck.
Got to get those yoga stretches going.
No shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No shit.
Well, Chew, I'm bored with you. That's way too much information. You go back to your sick, perverted lifestyle. Nick, how was your weekend?
It was awesome. I went to Lake Tahoe on Saturday, went and saw the Shames up at this pool hall with some other Tahoe bands. And
nice.
They were the headliner, and they kicked a lot of ass.
What was the pool hall?
It's called Classic Q. On Tahoe Boulevard over
right on.
There by the Y. Right by my old high school, too. So it was kind of fun to go up to Tahoe and remember stuff. And
right.
Nostalgia. It was cool. We spent the night there. Went drove around Emerald Bay the next day and had breakfast in like Tahoe City. Came home. Really nice little weekend, you know.
Nice.
And then Sunday we went to the Heather Meyer meeting for musicians and...
I missed that again this month. How did that go?
That whole thing. It was good. It was some of the stuff's repetitive, of course, because you got to do the same thing at every meeting for all the new people.
Right, right.
So, and then, yeah, it was informative. There was some good stuff and some good speakers. We talked about Dave's band roulette thing that's going on.
Yeah,
Jubs.
Yeah, that's gonna be this coming weekend here. Come check us out.
March 2nd.
So, have you actually met with a band and been singing, Rory?
It's
gonna
be
later?
A great show on the 2nd. And I will be performing on the 2nd.
Does your band have a name yet?
They're the
fucking midget.
Whoa!
Two of us like the background band, but that may or may not be our.
That's okay.
Rad. Yeah.
I guess we'll just have to go and find out.
Yeah, you'll have to go and find out. There's a whole lot of it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great show. I promise you that.
I can't wait.
But thrown together, yeah, we are all signed up.
It's awful.
Thrown
isn't it?
Together with three other musicians.
Is it just like horrible, like spaghetti in a big bucket?
Let's just say a lot of the bands have had trouble aligning schedules.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, so people.
That sounds hard.
So people who are maybe like good to. Play and who are good musicians in their own right are unable to get together to get, and so they're just going to get up there and fuck around and jam, huh?
No, hopefully everybody will have worked out sets, Rick. It's going to be a very professional production.
Do you have to have three songs?
Two or three songs.
Two or three songs for
the
show?
Rory stresses two or three songs.
Yeah.
I'm doing three. That's what my plan is.
Way to overachieve.
Cool, cool, cool.
I think you should do four.
And it's not going to be like my performance at the Dogwater show. I I can play music and stuff now.
Now, yeah. And I've heard the you and Riku, where you are the talent, and she's, you know, trying to hang in there with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's like, so you outshine your daughter.
I'm more talented than a 7-year-old. Awesome.
You can focus better, too.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for that boost there and that glowing recommendation. How was your weekend, faggot?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I went to Virginia City, and I always do that, though, so it's not a big deal. What else did I do? I don't know what else I did.
Oh,
I went for a bike ride. And,
my girlfriend would like to go to Virginia City with you sometime.
Oh, it's so much fun, and I go all the time.
We
so.
Could take Riku and like make a little day
That'll
trip
That would be fucking
it.
Great.
I saw your cemetery pictures.
And then, yeah, and I usually go to Catholic Mass, although I didn't this time. I went with Litos.
So, oh, how is Litos?
So he's doing good. He's been, he got out of a long-term relationship like 6 months ago, so he's been recovering from that.
Right.
But doing really well, and it was fun to go to VC. And
very
he had
cool.
a few shots, and we walked around and then drove back, and it was great.
Excellent.
Nothing too exciting. Nothing too weird.
Cool.
Fuck. I don't think anything other weird happened.
Rory.
It's been a boring weekend.
This Rick's talk is getting tiresome. How was your weekend?
Oh, I had a fun time. Friday night I went to a birthday party / fundraiser for Rebecca Goska's. She's been on the show a couple years ago talking about safety at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
She's got this big broccoli project where they're building a giant treehouse shaped like a piece of broccoli. Wow. For some good reason.
So a treehouse shaped like a tree?
yeah, kind of. But no, it'll be like done up like broccoli, and you can go in it and crawl around. And it won't, I don't think, be a Burning Man thing. It'll be something here in town, maybe.
Oh, far out.
Yeah. There's a lot of free wine and food, so I miss some of the details.
Well, in a Burning Man, a giant tree that looked like broccoli that you could go inside of is kind of, you know, past that.
Yeah,
everybody's doing that.
But in the
middle
of a
park somewhere?
Here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be terribly exciting.
So, but you can check it out, the Big Broccoli Project online. It seems like it's going to be a really neat project.
Is that what they called it?
Yes. Big broccoli.
Look on Urban Dictionary what a big broccoli is.
Yeah, that's a really good, the Big Broccoli
Rick,
Project.
He was telling you to do that.
I know. I'm pulling it up, but that's the Big Broccoli Project.
The
yeah.
Big Broccoli Project.
And then Saturday, I got to my lovely date and myself went to a an Evil Dead the Musical pre-cast party where we all got to know each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Out at John Frederick's house.
How many people are in the cast? Didn't think there was a lot in there.
There's a small principal cast, and then there's like, you know, trees, and there's like, you know, chorus stuff. I mean, there were including significant others, you know, there were probably about 30, 40 people there. Not everybody could make it kind of thing.
That's going to be interesting.
So it's going to be, there was a cast and crew kind of thing. So, it was a lot of fun. You can check out some of the video online. I think you can find it on Facebook probably.
Very cool.
That like I said, that'll be coming up in October, so I'll keep you posted about it. But it was a fun evening doing that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're still seeing the same lady?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we had a wonderful weekend together, sans Riku.
What, is that like 2 or 3 weeks now?
Like a month and a half, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, broccoli is just slang for marijuana. It's totally
big
sucks.
Broccoli. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Urban Dictionary.
They kind of let us down. I wanted it to be like, you know, a wart covered vagina or something, but it's not.
That's small broccoli.
It's probably cauliflower.
Right.
It's probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the zinger, Mr. Gabe Hilton.
Somebody's here.
Yes. Yeah, it's our guest. How you doing, Gabe?
Good.
I haven't seen Gabe in about a week and a half, maybe.
It's Valentine's Day, huh?
I guess
we spent Valentine's Day together.
Romantic.
Yes, it was wonderfully romantic.
I spent
Valentine's
it with you, fellas,
Day.
Too.
It was sweaty. Oh, yeah. It was sweaty and loud. Oh, it was.
It was worse
group.
Than the Devil's Threesome.
It was group action, Rick.
That was like hundreds of us Jesus. Together.
Big mixer, if you would. Gabe was one of the assistant director, principal male vocal, and. I know you did a lot on the guitar. I don't know what percentage of it. Or you weren't like always lead in all the songs, but.
No.
He played music throughout the whole damn thing.
Was he largely your voice?
No, he was not my voice at all.
Oh, that other guy was.
He was the hero's voice.
Oh, yes. That makes more sense. Well, because Gabe's great and has a great voice.
And Chris didn't.
Well, he sounds more like a villain.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, he has many sounds.
But yeah, Gabe's been on the show before a long time ago. But now you're on this week because I think coming up this weekend here, you're performing at the Knitting Factory as part of some big acoustic shindig.
True, true. Yes, this Saturday, Knitting Factory, doors at 6, shows at 7. It's an acoustic showcase. It's called a Night of Acoustic Appreciation. And
it's a lot of good names on that, though.
Yes, yeah. A lot of good, well-known Reno names. It's going to be great. So get your tickets.
Putting you on your spot.
I'm Gabe Hilton on Facebook. You can find me. I have some tickets. My mom, Jill Marlene, has some tickets.
Who else? Yeah, come on.
White
this
Bulbs.
This great lineup. Do you remember?
White Bulbs, Mason Frey. That's two of them.
Is Out Liam on the bill, too?
Eight. I don't think so. I think he was going to be. I think I actually took his spot.
Ah, okay. Maybe that's
Josiah Knight in there?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
I believe he's got something else going on too. That
night. Good job, Josiah.
Yeah, Josiah. Hey, we were in the paper.
Yeah, I saw that, Rory.
Woo!
That was really good.
It's not on my face. Oh, wait, there it is. Night of Acoustic Appreciation.
Yes.
Pulling it up on the Facebookery now. But yeah, we got the podcast in the paper in the Sunday edition. I had a little Q&A with one of their reporters. It was very awesome.
Very cool.
But yeah, and Josiah had a write-up in the News and Review last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was asking.
That looked really good.
He's one of my favorite acoustic guys.
He's so fucking talented. You've gotten to see him, right?
I actually haven't.
You haven't? God, do yourself a favor, man. He's so just good.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's not comparable. He just does Josiah awesomely. I wouldn't compare him to anybody.
He makes guitar guys swoon.
It's kind of like
has a large beard that sparrows could live in. You know,
folky.
I mean, I could really just see him walking the earth, no shoes on, playing guitar, and just being nice to people. Mm-hmm. Like
mountain man with murder ballads and
murder ballads. Anyway.
But no one knows if he's on the bill. Okay.
It's really taking a long time for Facebook. To
no, what do we got? White rules.
White bulbs.
White bulbs. And there's the picture that they've got is super tiny, and it's got guitar strings going through the middle of it, so you can't read the fucking thing. Thank you, Knitting Factory, for being so clever. Genera Paxton.
Oh, My Acoustic Heart. I know is on there too.
Future guest of the show.
Adam Springob and Greg Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Hey,
so that's
friends
somebody we
show.
Actually know.
Wooden Canes.
The West Side Digs. It's some guy named Gabe Bilton. I'm kidding, of course. Mason Frey and Mike Reed.
Mike.
Yeah. So.
Oh wow.
So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know for Mike, he's kind of stepping into unknown territory with this show a little bit. But he's evidently been talking about just doing an all-acoustic set for a long time now. So
do you guys each get like an hour and a half? No.
Oh, no.
Probably not.
It's a pretty, the headliners, 30, 15 minutes. I'm not sure who headlines, but the headliners have an hour and a half and everybody else has about.
So for all you know, you're
minutes.
A headliner?
No.
Okay.
An hour and a half's a long time.
You're not a headliner?
Yes.
And damn.
No, I have a short
starts
set.
At 6, probably again to, like, what, 10:30, 11?
11, I think, is okay. But who knows, really.
$6.
$6, yes.
That's awesome.
There's no excuse for that price. And I'll be playing.
That's less than a dollar per band.
Yes, exactly.
You're maximizing your dollar vote.
And I'll be playing some original songs I've never played before.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah. Like brand new originals or just stuff you've been working on and keeping in private?
Some of it's old. Some of it's brand new. One of them that I'm actually going to play here today, I've been working on for years.
Excellent. Do that right now.
Right
now? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Oh, my God.
For the wrong one.
Oh, no.
Well, go with whatever you're tuned for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll play the one that I didn't write, though I wish I had first.
Warm it up with a cover.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Awesome.
All right, this is California by Rogue Wave. Screw California.
friends that are never there, and places that they ought to pretend that they even care. From a false family, she could light you up like a holiday tree in the summer. So lead us there. So screw California, an ice that will never melt from hearts of the modern children of Cicero. From a false family, she could light you up like a holiday tree in the summer. So lead us there. So lead us there.
Very nice, man. That's a cool song.
That was very
pretty.
That's
a pretty one.
Who's that by again?
Rogue Wave.
Red. I like that.
Yeah. Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
No, honey, he's got to take a break first.
Let's get to talking to Gabe.
So, Gabe, all right, are you 21 yet?
No.
No.
How 19. Long?
19 still.
I got a year and a half.
Do you want people to sneak you booze at the show?
He can't
Fingers
say yes.
Crossed, no.
No. I don't know. You never drink when you're here, and I would never guess that you were underage.
Well,
you don't look
yeah,
like
that,
a little
right.
kid. We have kids here that are overage that look right. younger than you.
And you play music like as well as half of the people, if not more.
Sounds like you were raised in a musical household.
I definitely was.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom's an opera singer. She's been on the show before, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Dude, way back in high school, she was a phenomenal like artist and singer and stuff. And so.
Oh, right. I forget. You know her from way back.
Yeah, and she doesn't. And I was kind of like this weird nerdy kid that was off in the corner.
She
but
was
I
one
knew
of the
who
glamorous
she was.
Like seniors.
Yeah, oh, no. And she was and she was phenomenal and had all these crazy parties and all this wild stuff that like, that I was never invited to, but I always heard it like it was legend. Legendary wild parties at Jill's house. And yeah.
Wow. So. Did you know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. they still happen.
Well, but managed to always hold it together.
Maybe a little less legendary, but still kind of wild parties.
Yeah, she wasn't a screw-up loser drunk junkie like I was, but she did crazy stuff and was successful and musical and everything. So,
right, well, she would have been on Broadway if it wasn't for myself and my brother.
Oh, so you better fucking get on Broadway then.
Well,
you know,
not really my thing.
Are you going to quit your day job to be a musician? Have you quit a day job?
One day, hopefully. Yeah. No, I still work at the movie theater, but
right on.
That's
I
so
love
rad.
To.
Are you in
be
school
great.
Too, or do you just work at the theater?
Not
and play
this
music?
Semester. No, I took this semester off school to focus on music mostly.
Cool.
Do you mostly?
Really, it's hard to do three big things like that.
Very.
You kind of have to pick two.
Yeah.
Do you mostly listen to
or cut out sleeping?
Do you mostly listen to like gay acoustic music all the time? And I mean, is that your thing? Like, do you listen to what you play, or are you secretly a metalhead? Or you know,
you ask the women at the show if it's gay.
Wait, what?
But aww, yes, to answer your question.
Well, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Fucking Chewy,
come on, you guys.
A dick. Acoustic music.
Well,
sexy.
It is about California
to the ladies,
and California is super gay.
Yes,
California was gay before it was cool to be gay. So.
And are you currently open to the single ladies?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is he currently gay?
Yeah, no.
No. You're still pleasantly entwined with your lovely?
Yes. Yeah, the lovely Caitlin Oakey, who was also in the Hazard show a couple,
totally,
a couple weeks
She's
ago.
Also a great musician and singer.
Yeah. Very versatile.
You're How old is she?
You're a lucky man.
Whoa.
I didn't mean it like that.
She's talented, is all I'm saying. They could work together a lot.
Wait, how old is she?
I was just
She's also 19.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Rory, you're a creeper for even noticing.
I said that they're great musicians.
You're old enough to be her dad.
Do you guys perform together?
We have a couple times. Like, she's in all the shows that my mom has done.
Sexually.
Zombo, I meant musically.
Yes.
Just like Rory.
Musically,
I'm sorry, Nick. Have they performed together?
God, well, you know what I meant. Did they do songs together? Because that's really beautiful. Sometimes when
fuck yeah,
yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Well, and what if it doesn't work? And then it's like, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it's beautiful. There's beauty and sadness too. Dude. You know what I mean?
There's not much beauty in failure.
I guess there is. There's totally.
If it's Hitler failing,
it depends on how you fail.
Yeah.
Like when I fly over the handlebars on my bike into mud, that's beautiful, for everyone else.
Yeah.
And you might have some lovely patterned cuts on your face.
Yeah.
It happens. I've broken all of them before. There's
beauty in failure in that you pick yourself up and you try again. There's
no, and really, sometimes the smashing and falling is quite beautiful, and it's like, you know, how, all right, from a distance an explosion is cool. Why do you think people sat around to watch nuclear explosions? They're kind of pretty from a distance, if you take away the fact that you're poisoning yourself.
Yeah, NASCAR wrecks. Yeah,
it's true.
Hockey games.
Yeah,
let's face it, what are we really looking for?
I had a relationship in the past once that I used to always say that I had something beautiful in my hands and I dropped it just to watch it break.
Yikes.
That was kind of cool. It was not to do that to another person, but it's the same kind of mechanism. Wow. I'm a horrible human being.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yeah, that too. I'm a horrible, horrible human being with a really small penis.
There's no redeeming qualities in you, is there?
That's why I'm the rake.
Yeah, well,
that's why I was the rake.
That's why his mustache keeps growing.
No. Yeah, I'm growing out the Snidely mustache here. Yeah.
He keeps rubbing the waxy mustache. And
this is a new
thing.
And then
I'm
going to start talking like the Penguin. Yeah. Oh, boy. This awkward silence is brought to you by people that bring us beer. Evan of Aversion Therapy and Pinky Polanski. Felix, you haven't done anything for me for
Chewy.
A while. But you're cute. And Chewy. Rick
buys some beers. Dakota. He doesn't even drink beer and he buys beers.
He's an enabler. He's a sober enabler.
He likes
it's
the
really
show
kind of
when
funny.
We're drunk and stupid.
Exactly. I get you drunk and stupid and then I go to hang out with other sober people and tell them how what idiots you guys are.
They're all we know. We listen.
So, right. But on this next, far more exciting segment of the show, this will be brought to you by our good friends at Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
RenoComputerFix.net. You can check them out on South Wells right by the Dandelion Deli, and they'll fix your computers for a flat rate. They'll rebuild your computer. They'll restore your memory. They'll get you pieces you need. They'll custom build something for you. They'll sell you local art off the walls.
And you can bring your dog there.
Go to them.
Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah.
All right. Good spot.
This guitar tuning brought to you by Reno Computer Fix.
Reno Computer Fix.
Another plug. I would say hi to my friend Boomy Bones at Valor.
Yeah.
She gave me this Nowhere Nevada tattoo.
Maybe we should go there for some Worst Little Podcast tattoos.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, did you hear that high-pitched note in Nick's maybe there?
Oh, it wasn't because of that. I just think whoever, if we get Worst Little Podcast, they should sponsor our show and sponsor our tattoos, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
I was
it on the show.
Kind of throwing that out there.
But. Yeah, maybe they'd do that. And I got this little one of Mikey from the Shames here.
Oh,
you know,
off of the
my
album
shame
cover.
Tattoo.
Yeah,
from the cover of the CD. It's pretty cool.
Nick's all tatted up again.
Man. Yeah, I got some new ink. Damn. Every couple years you gotta do it, you know.
Looks good. I know, I've been feeling the pull recently.
You don't gotta, but
yeah. I know.
So yeah. Thanks, Boomy.
Yay, Boomy. She's awesome.
You got another song for Escape?
I have a couple songs for you. Depends
thank
on how
God.
Many you wanna hear.
Well, whatever stops us from having to talk.
Did great. You retune up so you can do the one you were talking about?
I could do that one now, or I could do a different one now. Or
okay,
I want to hear an original.
Whatever you want, dude.
Okay,
I think I want an original.
Gabe has no opinion.
So yeah, because really, if you're going to get out there as a musician, you got to just have a bunch of originals to play. No, you don't. You really want to know a lot of covers because that's what makes money.
Right.
Well, if I played weddings, it'd be perfect.
Just be yourself, but just make sure yourself is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And if you're not awesome, then change yourself.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Then be awesomer.
Yeah. What's the secret to comedy? Be funnier.
Accidentally shoot a guy.
That doesn't
that's
help.
It's
kind of
dark, Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Unless you're not talking about a gun.
No.
Accidentally shoot a guy in the face.
Yeah.
You could do this all day, huh?
No.
It's entertaining to us. Anyway.
Chewie, do you like a finger? No, just not a lot, just one.
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself, but I'm sure it's not very good.
But just let's stick to the yes or no, Chewie.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Chewie, would you like to hear Gabe sing another song?
Whatever.
Okay. That works. That works.
So I have to warn you, this is a very depressing song. Turns out I can't write happy ones.
Yeah.
Oh, you ought to try that.
Well, I tried the other day.
No, it's
it actually
a lot
worked
harder.
Out pretty well.
One of the great things about folk music is that it's an emotionally dynamic form of music. It's not like metal.
It's very true.
You know? So.
Well,
yeah, happy metal is weird.
It's
right. No, it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah. No, it exists. Oh, it's just weird.
Happy birthday!
I love you. Oh, it's fucking, it doesn't work. Yeah, it's like you know. Okay, so it's sad.
All right,
sad.
Just hear the sad song.
No. I love you like ravens plucking out your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
no, it's too cold for ravens. I can see your breath coming through your lips, and the sight of winter coming in. I give you my coat, I don't mind the cold, 'cause it's warmer out there when it snows. I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. When the sun comes shining in, I hide my head until it goes. You may think I'm not okay, 'cause I'm alone. I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. And I think it's right when I know it's wrong. But if I feel like it, I do it all the same. No any two the same, no one stands alone. The flakes so diacritical struggle to belong. I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. And when the sun comes shining in, I hide my head until it goes. You may think I'm not okay, 'cause I'm alone.
I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. If when the sun comes shining in, I hide my head until it goes. You may think I'm not okay, 'cause I'm alone. I've always felt that it was warmer when it snows. When it snows.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I like that a lot.
That's the second time I've played that song in public.
Fuck.
Right on.
I'd say that's appropriate for the season, but we haven't had any snow this year.
That's true.
Right. And this fake,
it's been warmer and not
like
snowing.
All the, but in my yard, in my garden, all the weeds think it's time to start growing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I noticed that today, too.
This fuck. Nice cover of I Have to Kill That.
Like, Gabe, you have a great sounding voice.
Thank
like,
you.
It's just fucking like milky and rad and yeah.
Thank you.
And like good like.
No, yeah, it's very clear.
So
and
don't
bold.
Be pissed off about that gay folk music comment I made because I you know I didn't mean it. So
that's okay. I'd gotten worse.
Rick and just does to, prefer the like gothic death metal music.
That I like
oh,
that
yeah.
too.
You know, like I think you should audition for Skinny Puppy. So and you'll be great.
Can I like record my
era.
Song separately from theirs?
Can I be on a different album under a different name yeah. and be in Skinny Puppy?
Sure.
It's the new phase of Skinny Puppy. Like, sounds a lot like the Carpenters.
Face. Right.
I'll be like the inner chapters of the Skinny Puppy. You'll just do one of my songs between each. Because you need a break.
It's those like hidden tracks in between yeah. the tracks kind of thing where you have to like play it on a computer, not the CD player, just to find it.
Dude, an ogre can do your backups. Always warmer when it snows. It'd be awesome. Got some effect on that.
I'm yeah. sure.
Spank, 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 spank. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Interesting.
Who are some of your influences? Yeah, who do you go home and listen to?
Thank you, Nick.
And don't say the Beatles, unless well, you I, really mean the Beatles.
I do like the Beatles.
Okay. God, so does everybody.
Don't jump ahead, Rick.
So I don't mean to be a dick.
Ask a question yeah, and wait for your answer, Rick.
Please.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Step up to him. Don't be afraid, Gabe. Yeah.
The Decemberists would be my favorite band.
Oh. So when your mom comes in here and says she loves that album, she's not just selling a show. She really does fucking love that album.
She knows she loves the album. I was the one who introduced it to her.
That's, yeah.
Oh, no,
she
yeah.
always
said that on
the
story.
Whole idea was yeah. you and Caitlin came to her kind of with it.
Pretty much.
Or yeah. over a road trip, you all came up with it or something.
She, yeah, she heard it and ran.
That story tends to change when she tells it every time, but it's roughly what happened. We were on our way to San Francisco. I showed her the album, and I said, you know, we should do this like you did your other shows, and then she wasn't sold at first, but... She listened to the album, and by the end, she was crying. So that part is true.
Well,
there you go.
But yeah.
Can you give us some of that today?
Yeah, I could play one of those.
That'd be great. Yeah. Just a little if you, in case you missed it, you get yeah. one of these yeah. sweet December songs.
Sure. I know, and really, and Gabe's voice, it was like, it's really an anchor in the mm-hmm. whole show. You
Thank
know,
you.
That narrative of that voice.
And I saw it the first time you guys did it, and you definitely have gotten so much stronger. Like,
yeah.
You were great then. And it's night and day how much better. Well, but you what? Are. You were like 13 then, right?
I mean,
16.
I 17? Was 15.
Jesus 13. Christ.
Wow. I just turned 16, so.
Man, you handled yeah, yourself no. really well as a 15-year-old, well, I must say. I have an 18-year-old, so I mean, I've seen that close up and I had no idea you were that young, really. It's all
yeah.
just kind of coming.
No,
to me
yeah,
now.
you do have a boldness and confidence oh. in your voice.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, and really, and in your whole Eunice since that time.
I definitely get that from my mother.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Jill is a force of nature.
She is. Yes. And I'm
Namastizzle.
That was her.
Yeah.
You have her on there.
Oh, she yeah. lives she's forever a, in our board.
Nice.
The ghost of your mother.
Namastizzle.
What is Namastizzle?
Don't ask questions, Riku.
Namastizzle.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but yeah, no, to go back, what are other musical influences of yours? As you've developed your guitar playing in the last couple of years, what else have you been listening to besides the Decemberists and the Beatles?
Well, Rogue Wave, which was they did the first song I played.
Yeah.
I got into them like 2 years back, and they kind of got me back into music. I hadn't been really playing it or even listening to it all that much for like a year or two, and they kind of got me back into music. So since then, I've kind of been like listening to them a lot. And let's see, who else is there? What are they called? What's their name? Mumford & Sons. I like them a lot. When that album came out, I listened to it pretty much nonstop.
When you saw the video and they like make out in the middle of the video, did that freak you out?
What video?
There's a video of them where they fucking just start kissing each other with their beardy faces.
Really?
Like full-on tongue and everything. It's like...
What?
No, of course you know about this.
Dude, I was watching, and I was watching like music television with Dave, and I think that's, I'm pretty sure, yeah, no, it had to be them. Only them sounds like them. And dude, fucking, yeah. and it was totally, and they're all singing, and they're looking at each other, and singing at each other, and looking at each other, and singing at each other. And it's one of those moments where you think, fuck, are they going to kiss? And then all of a sudden, they start like full on open mouth tongue kissing with all their beards intermingling with each other, and it's totally creepy. And, you know, it made me uncomfortable, and I have sex with guys, so, you know?
I've not seen that.
This entertains me to no end that it bothers you so much.
Rick, pull it up so we can watch it after the show.
I'd like to see that. I had no idea.
Their beardiness.
I don't know if I buy it. You got to prove it to me.
It may not exist, right?
He might have had a bad dream or something.
It's true.
Very interesting.
Wow. Wow.
So, then other than that, I'd just say like the classic folk stuff, Dylan and Neil Young and
right on.
Those guys, the reason I learned to play the guitar in the first place.
Very cool.
Where have you been? Have you played out much doing a solo thing, or is this Knitting Factory show kind of the first step in the process?
Well, I used to play out a lot more. I never played out a bunch, but... the Knitting Factory is kind of, well, Hazards actually was me kind of getting back into music. And then now that that's over, I'm not so busy, so I can do more.
Kind of your debutante coming
out. Yeah, sure. Or re-debutante.
Right.
But yeah, I have that show on the 1st at the Knitting Factory. And then there's another one on the 6th, or the 7th actually, that I'm playing for the opening of the Morris Berner Hotel.
Oh, right. Ooh. Right. For is that coincides with the Nata Grah, right?
Yes. It is Nata Grah.
Okay, cool.
Essentially.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. For those of you who don't know what they're talking about, it's not a Dada art thing where they rent a motel room.
And this year, Jungle Jim bought the old Morris Hotel and turned it into the Morris Berner Hotel that is a working art studio gallery hotel.
It's fantastic. Dude, I love this town and the way it's growing and people running, taking the ball and running with it.
Absolutely.
Know? It's awesome.
It's the Hopeless Wanderer video, by the way.
Hopeless Wanderer? Okay.
Yeah, that's
awesome. I actually have a picture of it, and the one guy doesn't have a beard. It's only one beard, and he's kissing the other guy with a beard.
Oh, that's
far out, dude.
It's pretty, yeah. I'll show you guys after the show.
Are they gay?
I'm sure they're not. They look like they're, well, but they're really into it.
Listen to him. They look like they're not gay.
No. Like, it's just, that's
you're profiling,
like,
right?
It's like, no, I've seen Jane's Addiction do that, too, like. Perry Dave make out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Perry has a vagina. It's not even gay. Perry's like super gay.
It's on the back of his back.
Yeah. it's somewhere near.
Well, him and Dave have beautiful wives, too, so I don't know. That's their business.
And Perry does look good in a dress.
Just mention it on our podcast show. Yeah.
Perry is kind of a butterface, but he looks good in a dress.
He looks better in a dress and makeup than regular clothes, huh?
Kind of a butterface, yeah.
Like the whole, then they got that whole fucking the Nothing Shocking album picture, and he's got that weird hat, and then he's all, with his weird face with his.
Yeah.
It's like, everything's great about that. You turn the album's all cool, and then and it sounds great, and you turn it over, and you're all, whoa! Like, I can't imagine him looking at it and going, yeah, that's the picture. That's the one I want. I think I look great in that one. Look at that hat. You know, it's just like, what were you thinking? That's the worst picture of you ever. But, sorry.
He's from a different planet, dude, like David Bowie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So,
Planet Rockstar.
Should we do another song, or should we do...
I say let's get another song with Gabe here, and then we'll go to the quiz.
Is this going to be Hazards of Love stuff? Or
I can do Hazards of Love stuff.
Yeah, let's have a Hazard song.
Sweet. So in case you missed it, here's a little...
Which song is this?
After Preview. It's the last song.
A post view.
Post view of the final song in the Hazards of Love. And if you haven't heard the album, go buy it. It's really good.
It's a very sad moment.
Oh, it's extremely sad. Like I said, I don't play anything happy.
Jesus, dude. Don't off yourself.
I swear I'm not a depressing person.
Okay. Learn a happy, like Jimmy Crack Corn. That's a happy song with no overtones of anything.
I bet you could make it sad, though. When you got corn. And I don't care.
And it's completely racist. So. Oh, no, dude. If you read the whole lyrics of the whole Jimmy Crack Corn song, it's incredibly bigoted and racist. Yeah.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
It does reference them, but by different words.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Namaste.
Early versions.
Thank you, Mike.
What? All right.
Go for it, Gabe.
All right.
We're done fucking around here.
Apologies.
Not done fucking around yet.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'd rather hear it in tune than...
Margaret arranged the rocks around the hull before it was sinking. A million stones, a million bones, a million holes within the chinking. And painting rings around your eyes, these pepper holes so filled with crying. A whisper weighed upon the tattered down where you and I were lying. Tell me now, tell me this. A forest sign, a river's daughter. A willow on the will-o-wisp, our ghosts will wander all of the water. So let's be merry here today. These rushing waves will bear our witness. And we will lie like river stones, rolling only where it takes us. Singing, but I pulled you and I called you here. And I brought you and I caught you here. We'll be right back. Margaret, the laughing waves are licking quietly at her ankles. Another bow, another breath, this brilliant chill's come for the shackle. And with this long last rush of air, we'll speak our vows in starry whisper. And when the waves came crashing down, he closed his eyes and softly kissed her. Singing, but I pulled you and I called you here. And I brought you, and I caught you here. These hazards of love, nevermore trouble us. And these hazards of love nevermore will trouble us.
Woo!
Nice.
Nice.
And that was the grand finale of the Hazard Show.
Beautiful.
Oh. So we skip straight to the end.
Yeah, so don't need to see it.
Nope. It's over.
Spoiler alert.
You know what happens.
If you got that anyway.
Just like Les Mis, everybody dies.
Aww.
Oh. Oh, see, Rick, you had to go and say it out loud.
Or that movie, Pompeii.
I've never seen it. I was making that up. So.
You saw it last time, didn't you?
No, I missed it. I have no. I don't get
what
out.
What a horrible friend you are.
Oh, God.
You know, Riku really wanted Uncle Ricky to come see it, but
Uncle Ricky, so you never cool. saw my show.
Yeah, she's gonna remember, dude. Like an elephant, that one is.
You know, I need to.
Anyway, give me some music.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's time.
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
Not bad. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask Gabe a whole bunch of embarrassing questions and then score him and judge him silently. Yeah, that too. Are you ready to play, my friend?
Do I have a choice?
Don't be creepy.
Not really, no.
Okay, then I'm ready.
Okay. Question number one. What was the first album you ever bought?
I think it was an Offspring album. I think it was Smash by the Offspring.
Yeah,
it was the
cool.
first one I owned myself.
Not bad.
Not a horrible answer.
Yeah, could,
considering
could
the age.
Yeah. What is
you're lucky you're not playing it against anybody, because the Muppets Greatest Hits would have blown that out of the water.
Oh, sure. Cool in the Gang would have blown
yeah,
that out of the water.
In a second, yeah.
What is your favorite drunk food?
Favorite drunk food? That's interesting.
Because he's not legally supposed to drink, so.
Yeah, this is the trap I'm setting for him.
Right. One day when you drink, what will you want to eat?
So when I've never had any alcohol or too much alcohol before in my life, I like to eat Sun Chips.
Sun Chips?
Yeah.
Never had that answer. Original.
Yeah, that is good. I'll give you an extra point for originality.
Particularly Garden Salsa Sun Chips.
Mm. Ooh. Specificity. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's kind of what I'm looking for, the specificity.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Let's see. What is your favorite search term to use while looking for porn on the internet?
Oh. Did we ask you this when your mom was here and you couldn't answer? It seems
maybe.
Like the kind of thing we
it
would
is,
do.
It is legal for him to look at the porn.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Honestly, I just, like, go for what's high rated.
Okay, so
you go for the five stars versus the three.
You're kind
stars.
Of a porn populist.
Sure.
Like,
what is everybody
if
else
people
like?
Are into it, I'm into it. So whatever Chewy does.
But I don't discriminate, you know, unless it's bad.
Gross.
I like. Good answer. Good answer, Padawan. When and where did you lose your virginity?
In my bed.
At home.
After a Rush concert.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, that just got you major points there. Major points.
Yeah, we drove home from where was it? Somewhere south of the Bay Area.
That big show just a few years back?
Yeah. All right. Then we drove back. And we were falling asleep on the way back. But when we got back, that's what happened.
Woke right up. And that's funny because Geddy Lee actually makes me go soft. So. I'm impressed.
Well, that's because you're not a man.
Ding.
Face.
That was a burn.
I didn't have my
burn.
Faces ready.
Face. Face.
What is the first concert you ever went to?
I believe it was Weird Al.
Nice. Wait, we asked you this before. I remember that.
I think it was Weird Al.
I'm glad to know that hasn't changed. Good answer. Good answer.
You haven't seen another first band.
Well, it would have meant he was a liar.
Right.
Oh,
that's good.
He was a
good
liar.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's another face on Rick.
In your face.
I need to just shut up, huh?
Wow, that's the best thing you've said all day.
Didn't hit the ding, dude.
Oh, that's
my
phone.
That's
died. Another face.
Face.
Gabe, what would be the last meal you'd want to eat on this earth? Whether that's death or you're flying to Mars.
Oh, well, that's different. That's tough. Maybe a really good burger.
Nice.
And maybe I grilled myself. Because only I can do it just the way
with
I
a
want
cow, it. You killed yourself.
Sure. Yeah, that's all the better.
You're an all-American boy, Gabe.
I, like, 10 years ago I would have said sushi, but then I developed an allergy to fish.
Oh.
So I guess if I, you know, since that's my last meal,
might as well.
Assuming I'm dying, I'm going to go with sushi.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great answer, actually. Yeah. The one thing you can't have. Fuck it. Let's do this.
Sure.
Yeah. Somebody said something like unicorn meat or something once. Like, well.
Yeah, right.
Or rhino or something. Black rhino horn.
Anything endangered.
Great.
I'm without my list of questions. I feel like I'm leaving one off here.
If you could get it away with it, who would you fist fight? Anyone in history?
Thank you, sir.
Fist fight. I believe last time I said Emperor Constantine.
Right, right. That's a favorite of my answer.
Yes. But someone else. Who else would I? Do I know that I would win?
No. So
If it was Gandhi, probably.
I mean, there's some people you could pick where you're pretty sure you could win. Like,
if you pick a crippled girl.
What was the boy czar of Russia who had hemophilia? I could take him out.
Yeah, just really with a paper cut.
Obscure reference.
He was the last. Yeah. He was the last prince of the royal family with the Bolshevik Revolution.
Oh man,
so it's
I
not actually
read
that
more
obscure.
World history. I feel dumb.
Nick, you don't read.
Last of the Romanovs. That's it.
Not much.
Nicholas, you know, maybe?
What was the question again?
Beating up somebody, all
beat
of history.
Beat somebody up all of history.
Beating up somebody, that's right. Who would likely have a wallet full of cash?
Oh.
Who is a wimp? Like, I would say Bill Gates, but he probably doesn't carry cash.
Maybe like old Howard Hughes?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
He'd scratch it with his long fingernails, though. But, oh well.
You know, probably be worth it for what's in his wallet.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne's unluckier younger brother. That
Bruce
wasn't
Lee,
in
the
any...
The way he is today.
Mr. Magoo.
No. We should not answer
Mr.
for the
Mr. Wayne
guest.
Didn't have any siblings.
And if you want to stick with your first answer, Constantine...
I'm going to have to stick with Constantine because that guy pisses me off.
It is a solid answer. Yeah, and go with rage rather than easy.
Yeah.
That's really what this question is.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The passion. It's got to be the passion.
Which is more satisfying when you punch him in the face that way.
Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure? Something that you enjoy that you don't want people to know about?
I enjoy cooking and baking.
But like TV shows or movies. Like, are you a brony?
No.
Do you like terms of endearment?
If he's embarrassed by baking, that kind of counts.
Oh, yeah. Are you embarrassed?
I think it's cool.
Some
people make their own food.
I think so, too. But like, some people would make fun of a guy that likes to bake.
No, that's called being self-sufficient.
That's called
and anybody who doesn't think a man shouldn't cook is an idiot. Because that's called feeding yourself.
Absolutely.
Everybody should know how to cook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know how people are. I'd be like, oh, my name's Gabe. I play folk music and I bake.
You know. And I have a girlfriend.
And you have a girlfriend.
Years.
Right.
We can hear the inner jock in you just straining to get out, Rick.
I'm very angry.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sexually.
Like, I know. I wanted to hit like.
Sexually?
So
I'd rather not discuss those details. My girlfriend could be listening.
So like there's other questions I want to ask you, but at the same time, I know if I ask you these questions, it's not just like an in general thing. I know I'm asking about you and her, and I don't really want to ask those questions.
How about if you could,
if she was here?
Did we finish the last question? Is there a new
kind?
Not
of.
Really, but he seems to just be.
You said baking,
avoiding.
Right?
Oh yeah, so that counts. Okay.
If I could think of something that was really good,
like a really cheesy TV show, you.
We like baking.
Well, I did
like Britney Spears.
I
like
the seventh season of Dexter a lot more than other people did.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
This question is failing.
Okay, so
it's not the question. Don't get me wrong.
It's the answer.
No, it is the question. That's why I stopped asking it. Rick didn't know that.
Oh, Gabe. So
again, face.
I lost points on that.
Oh, Jesus, God, I'm so bad at
face. I got one.
Yeah.
What? Okay. If any celebrity you could get away with making out with, you know, like your celebrity pass, if you had a crush, who would that be?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh. Uh-huh. There with JL.
Not a bad answer. Not a bad answer at all.
Mainly because she's Katniss.
Ah,
right.
You like
the
Hunger
Games. I guess that's not a bad one. Like Hunger Games, they're some of my favorite books, and some people think that's kind of gay.
So I'll go with
that. Was a better answer than baking.
That's a better answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There
Very
you go.
Cool.
Gabe, have you ever or would you ever spit in somebody's food?
No, I work at the movie theater, and I've thought about it, but I wouldn't do it because. You know, it doesn't really do you any good.
No, good man.
Oh, it does you plenty of good.
Good answer.
In the end.
Rick, you could learn something from this young man.
I know.
Who knew Rick was so bitter?
I'm just a dick.
Dark.
Oh, I did. I lived with him for 8 years. Oh, my God. You have no idea.
If they, like, personally, like, fucked with my family and, like, really did terrible things to me, then I think spitting in their food is I'd go a little farther than that, but I would start there.
No, I won't spit in your food. I'll murder your children, but I won't spit in your food.
Just out of respect.
Right. If you had to eat one of your family members, who would it be?
Thank you, Nick. Bring him back and I'll leave it a goodie.
Oh, weird. Okay. Wow.
Oh, it's that your brother, your mother, or your lover?
Yes.
That's an old question. Yeah. Old school.
Trapped on a desert island.
I wondered why cannibalism was in my head.
Well, I do think that my mom would ask us to eat her.
I think you are correct on that.
She's very giving.
Yes.
She loves her children.
I guess I that's a horrible question.
No, it's a great question.
I go with her, I guess, because she would want it more than anyone else.
Namastizzle. All
right. Oh, you made me feel really bad.
Let's go. Let's switch over to the rapid fires.
Rapid fire.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Rick?
Gay or ginger?
Ginger?
Led Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who.
Ooh, a Who guy. Ooh, that's rare.
Really?
Ozzy or Dio?
Not Dio. Really I listen to more Dio.
Oh, cool.
When I was a kid.
Oh,
so
dude. Again, not the common answer.
Yeah.
ALS or Alzheimer's?
What's ALS again?
ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease where you can't move your body anymore. And Alzheimer's is when your mind goes.
Oh, I'd go with Alzheimer's. That'd be way more fun.
I like get away looking at the bright side of Alzheimer's. You get to be a child again.
Sure, yes.
You could actually not have Alzheimer's and pretend you did and be like, well, I don't know. I have Alzheimer's. Sorry.
Cassette or vinyl?
I don't listen to either, but I go with vinyl if I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, cassette's been making a bit of a comeback.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Thought I'd introduce it's a
cheap,
new question.
Cheap way to took an audio recording duplicate class. Your shit.
All right. Puke or shit? Puke or diarrhea, actually, to be specific.
Puking is, it feels better once you're done. I'm going to go with puking.
Mm. Yeah. Rick, you got any? Oh, AIDS or cancer?
Yeah, I was going to say AIDS or cancer.
AIDS or cancer. What kind of cancer?
Oh,
ooh,
just general.
Back.
Yeah, what kind of AIDS?
What kind of, all kinds.
The one.
The AIDS. He's got the AIDS. Yeah. Cancer. People are more inclined to help someone with cancer, I think.
Yeah, at least you could tell your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't be embarrassed by your man friends who make fun of you for baking.
They're such dicks.
That's how you get that AIDS. And now that baking, the Susie, my easy bake oven full of AIDS.
Yes, it is pink. And yes, I do have a Susie, or an easy bake oven.
I loved that when I was a kid. Oh.
Did we ask Elvis or the Beatles?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Blind or deaf?
Blind. I got to hear.
Right.
Mountain Dew or meth?
Ooh.
Mountain Dew.
Don't touch that meth. It's bad. Yeah.
Cold play or a cold sore?
How long does the cold sore last?
Only a few days.
The rest of your life.
Oh, no. That's Nickelback, bro.
All right.
Coldplay. Sure.
All right. Okay. Herpes or Nickelback?
Now, remember, it's general herpes, so Nickelback. Nobody knows.
I don't want to have an STD. That's not better than listening to bad music every day.
If I shoot holes in the humor of this bit.
It's a ridiculous question, actually.
Nobody knows you have herpes. Everybody knows you're listening to Nickelback. So there's that.
Yeah, that's a good spin on it, Rick. We'll always use that from now on. Nobody knows you have herpes, or everyone knows you like Nickelback. Go.
What's that?
Exactly. Oh,
it's a really bad band, honey.
Honestly, don't worry.
Let's wrap this sucker up. What do you say, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay, Star Wars or the Beatles, but you can only have one in this life. Which
the other
pick?
One will not exist.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Star Wars just because there's new movies coming out.
Oh. Nice.
And really, not having Star Wars would fundamentally change pop culture.
That's
sci-fi
also
movies
true.
Throughout the
either
80s.
One.
But not having the Beatles would...
A third of the stuff in every studio in the United States is because of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like it's
exactly.
It's like changed everything.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Where
would have been better without them.
Probably some shit the Beatles did that affected the film industry
probably.
Way of recording, too.
Oh,
I bet you. Because they're very innovative.
I'm sure. They're good lads. Well, with a score of 123,000 versus
Whoa.
Zero, you are the winner against
oh, yeah.
nobody.
That was a way better score than last time.
Yeah, it was.
So thank you for being here, Gabe. Thanks for playing our little game. Yeah. Well done.
It's
well
fun.
Done. Now it's a little. It's a lot more fun doing this without your mom in the room.
Yeah,
with you
definitely.
Blushing every 10 seconds.
I mean, I don't know if it'd be more fun to listen to because. That's some awkward tension right there. But,
I'd like to hear your mom listening to this show.
Wait, give me
I'm
a Yelp.
Sure
give me
listening.
A Yelp type review of your mom. How's she done the last 18 years? Would you recommend her to another client?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's wonderful, supportive.
Yeah,
good person.
Yeah, see, I hear this was the opportunity for the angsty talent. "My mom sucks" speech, but okay.
No, I got over that. Some might say a little sooner than others, but...
Good.
No, that is really great.
Yeah.
And then by your mid-20s, you'll go back to thinking like you know everything.
Think about my mom.
Sure.
I love you, Mom.
Hi, Moms. None of you listen to this show.
No, it's
not.
Except maybe yours. Your mom might listen to this.
Well, because I'm on it.
Right.
Yeah. But happy Mother's Day, not Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's coming. My mom said, so you
tell her she can't listen to it until then.
Okay.
You've got a really special surprise on it for her.
My mom said, so you do a podcast? And I said, yeah. And I explained to her what it was. She said, should I listen? And I said, no. Never.
Right.
Don't ever, ever, ever play it, ever. But yeah, I do a podcast.
I think my parents might have listened to one, and then they went, we're not going to listen to any more of that.
My dad's probably done that once. My mom, no, she'll know. She can barely figure out words with friends.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Well, it's been a fun show.
Let's have another little song here before we close out.
All right.
That sounds great. Another original?
What do I got? I didn't bring my other originals with me, and they're still in the works.
No problem.
But and I wanted to save them for debut on the
right. We don't want
to
blow everything. We got a teaser. Yeah. We got one original.
This
is the start of something. When Gabe becomes rich and famous, this will be one of the early things in his resume.
It's pretty impressive
that he'll have buried underneath as much as possible.
No nonsense. I'm gonna flaunt this. Show everyone the worst little podcast when I'm touring. That's what I'll.
Yeah.
I'll get your guys' name out there.
Excellent. I'll give you some
I was
going
to say, it's really impressive that your comeback is the Hazards of Love and then playing the Knit. Yeah. Most people go do open mic
right.
A couple times, maybe book a show at Walden's, maybe get a showcase, but you just skip right ahead to playing the Knit.
Well, yeah, Heather
and
Meyer.
And sold out audiences at Jubb's.
Yeah.
It is kind of proof. It's all about who you know. You're kind of a well-connected band in the local music scene. You've met a lot of people.
Yeah, through no effort of my own, really. But it's just worked out really nicely for me. I feel lucky.
Great.
How has that been growing up in the music scene in Reno? Do you like where it's going? Do you like being a part of it? Do you
want
to get rid of it as soon as, like, go far away as soon as you can?
No. I don't want to go far away because that's, like, too exclusive. Like, in Reno, like, I don't know. I did an interview for the Hazard show, and that was in the Nevada Sagebrush, and I said that in Reno there's very much the vibe that if you want to do something like the Hazards or if you want to play shows somewhere, you can. Like, it's not that difficult if you just try. But there's a lot of places where it's not that easy.
Right. Okay, cool.
So, no, I'm very happy with
what
the Reno music scene has been doing for me.
Cool.
So...
We wish you luck, Whitney Meyer.
Just want to make sure it's not just us old farts who think all the same good things about town. It's nice getting other people's.
Yeah.
No.
The young kids think this too. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. One young kid.
Well,
we've had others.
Yeah, we've had others. The Crush Kids and who else?
Memory Motel Kids.
Oh, yeah. They're young.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's shit. The drummer's younger than him still.
Yeah.
Nice. Was it Redger?
I think he's still only 17.
Was it Redger Parker?
Huh?
Was it Redger Parker?
Redger
Isn't it
Parker?
Sam?
No, it's Ben Ashlock.
Oh, okay, Ben.
Sam's his older. Sam's the one who's like in
Sam
his 20s.
Sam plays the bass.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, Sam can hang out at bars. I see Sam at bars late. He's a bad boy. Ladies, watch out for that Sam Ashlock.
So I have a
to be young again.
A question for you guys.
Oh shit.
No.
Green Day or Mumford & Sons?
I gotta go Green Day.
I gotta go Green Day too.
Okay.
I'm outvoted.
You're outvoted?
Yeah.
Well, I'll play a Green Day song then.
Sweet. I think our audience might like Mumford & Sons more.
That's true.
But much Mumford, Green Day.
So then on that definitely give them Green Day.
Right.
Screw the audience.
Fuck your day.
Like, yeah.
Fuck your podcast.
Fuck your podcast.
Thanks, Gabe.
Well, okay, I'll give you the song names. Good Riddance or The Cave?
Yeah, Good Riddance.
What about The Cave?
Yeah, Good Riddance.
Good Riddance?
Totally.
You guys are... All right. They're going for the...
Wait, so now you're changing
your mind.
No, wait,
The Cave's the Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, Cave
song.
Is Mumford & Sons.
Oh, okay. Nick. I thought The Cave was a Green Day song I never heard, and I was like, play that. Okay.
Nick also likes shit.
Yeah, play that... Classic Green Day.
A little higher to the left.
Yeah.
It's kind of a folky version of it.
Cool.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs in still frames in your mind. Hang them on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Ooh, oh. Very nice.
And when that was playing, I was having still frames and pictures of the last hour that we spent together. And I was like going, oh, remember when we were setting up the microphones? And remember when, oh, yeah, the broccoli tree, yeah. Yeah. And it was all like nostalgic and...
Remember we played the worst little quiz?
And then, God, oh, wasn't it great? Awesome. I know. And remember when we asked them Mountain Dew or meth? And then, yeah.
Well, why don't you just go and hang it on a shelf?
Hey, I was thinking in between while I was listening to your song, I was also thinking, hey, why don't we just say goodnight, ladies, and let them play that fucking Mumford & Sons anyway. Mumford & Sons song.
Oh, so it's like the quiz when we say this or that and people say both.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, all right. So just to recap, we can catch everybody. Everybody can catch Gabe this very weekend at the Knitting Factory on the 1st.
Yep.
6 p.m. You'll probably be up a little later than that. But
doors are at 6. Show's at 7.
And then also on the 6th, you said, or the 7th?
The 7th. The 7th at the Morris Berner Hotel for the Nata Grah opening event, which will be really cool all 3 days. It's the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it's going to be gonna be a good time.
I'm going excellent. To that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Nick, what do you got going up this week?
I don't know about this week. Let me think. Gosh, I'm not even sure. But next week, I know I'm gonna definitely go this weekend and go see that show that you're playing in.
The Band Roulette.
Band
on
Roulette
Sunday.
Show. Yeah. I'm gonna go to that, and then the next following weekend, I believe the 14th, we're having the Liver Scars video release party at Shea's.
Ooh.
So we're going to be showing the video, and I think we're playing a set. So come down to that. I think it's free.
What night of the week?
Whatever the 14th is. I think it's a Friday.
Cool.
And then following day, it'll be out probably on YouTube or something. But come on down and see it early. I mean, and see where it was filmed at with us and party with us, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I hope you show up, Chewbacca.
Uh-huh.
And Rick, and Rory, and Gabe.
Yeah.
Let's get punk and rock
like,
together.
And like Nick saying, Band Roulette at Jub Jub's on Sunday. I think that's going to start at 8-ish, something like that.
Cool.
There should be 4 bands, maybe 3, I don't know. Nobody knows. You'll just have to come and find out and see what happens.
Don't come too late because they're only going to play 2 or 3 songs each.
Yeah.
So the show's going to go pretty
quick.
Yeah,
it's going to be a quick show.
Yeah.
But it should be a lot of fun regardless. There's a lot of cool people in bands.
Rick, did you want to say anything?
I'll be hosting the open mic at Jub Jub's the following Monday, next week. So please come down and check me out.
And your Whiskeys and Words still going on, right?
We have Whiskey and Words on Tuesdays. I'm not there every week, but it's been going really strong. I might have some new stuff in store for people this week.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
I've been inspired to show people my really small penis. No,
is that part of the poetry show? At part the Foxy?
Showing my penis?
You show your pee-pee?
No.
It's a small part of the show.
Good one.
Oh, I lost
now,
my
I've got some new stuff that I'm going to be doing, so come check me out in the next few months. You won't be disappointed.
Namaste.
Yeah. And then, Rick, who are you recording?
I'm finishing up the guitar tracks on the Riptide Bandit CD.
Excellent.
And I'm mixing small drawings. And I finished the Tides and the Les Pistoleros.
Well, wow.
So I've gotten a lot of shit
busy
done.
Busy man.
Lately,
four
so.
Bands.
Well, he's going to take us out with a little Mumford & Sons. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Gabe Hilton, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Nate the Intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I will.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk. Away from all the fears and all the faults you left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. The cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on a noose around your neck. And I will find strength in pain and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. I have other things to fill my time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see widows and orphans through my tears. I know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But I'll find strength in pain and I won't let you choke on a noose around your neck. And I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on a noose around your neck. Come out of your cave walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's hand. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now and I need to know how to live my life as it's meant to be. And I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I will find strength in pain and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again.
Homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants.
Backwater Studios.
A guy can't ever get enough of that.
Yeah.